little note said I had a good time, and it's written in lipstick red. She didn't sign her name.
We continue. 9 minutes after 9 here on the West Coast. That means 12:09 on the East Coast. 11:09 where the Gunner is. Michael Musselman joins us. Gunner, what's up? What's going on?
What's going on, man?
There's all kinds of stuff going on, man. The news is like busted out, straight up crazy. So, what have you been doing today? Hey, I got a Kentucky Fried Chicken question for you. Do you like Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll give you my plate at and I want to hear what your plate is. A thigh, regular recipe, thigh drumstick.
Stop right there.
Mashed potatoes, gravy, coleslaw, two biscuits with plenty of butter and plenty of honey, and a big glass of cold Pepsi. Okay, that's how I roll at KFC. What do you do? Talk to me.
Bah, I hate dark meat.
Oh my God, what a clown.
Ugh,
I love
God.
It. Good. We'd be perfect. Yeah. You could have all the white meat, I'll eat all the dark meat.
I just like they have like a, I don't know what it's called, but they have like a tub and it's got potatoes and gravy and corn and chopped up chicken in it. You just eat it. Yeah, I like that. That's mine. Biscuits. Just this tub of gravy, mashed potatoes, corn, and chopped up chicken.
I like the coleslaw, though. I like the coleslaw with the gravy and mashed potatoes towards the end of the meal. I like all that. Oops. What is the most unhealthy food that you like? Because you like a lot of unhealthy food. What's the most unhealthy one that you're a fan of?
The most unhealthy food?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, dude, that's like...
I know. It's hard.
It's like, okay, pizza, French fries, hamburgers.
You go way more unhealthy than that. Those are just skimming the top for you.
What do you mean? What do I do?
I don't know. You eat some pretty... I know, it's all good food. I mean, it's the kind of food we were raised on. People look at it and go, oh, geez, that's unhealthy.
I mean, bacon?
Bacon's pretty unhealthy, yes, but it tastes great.
Yeah.
Come on, how do you live without bacon?
Why are you bringing this? Who cares? I mean, live your life. I don't care what people eat.
You don't care? So you'll eat what you want?
Asparagus?
Asparagus.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have an asparagus shake or an asparagus smoothie, you know, with lime grass lemongrass.
They're not going to find you that in your remains when you pass away, when they do the autopsy?
I mean, do what you want, dude. Why are you so concerned? See, you live in California, and that's a big thing there.
No, somebody sent an email about Kentucky Fried Chicken this morning.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, I can tell you.
Is it health food?
Since I've lived here in 2.5 years, I've only eaten Kentucky Fried Chicken once.
Because there's too many other good choices?
No, I'm just not a big, the last fast food place I've ever had was Arby's. You know, I just had a roast beef sandwich. And I don't consider that fast food.
I never go to Arby's. I'm not an Arby's kind of guy.
I don't mind it. I just don't like, I like just the regular plain old, I get just a regular roast beef sandwich with some horsey and Arby's sauce.
Oh, really?
Lemonade.
My kids' favorite place to go in terms of fast food, two places, they like either Taco Bell or they like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I like Chick-fil-A. I don't know why, but I like Chick-fil-A, dude. I like Chick-fil-A.
What's your go-to at Chick-fil-A?
Oh, my go-to is just a Chick-fil-A sandwich and lemonade.
Sammy? The Chick-fil-A Sammy and lemonade. All right.
Yeah. All right. No fries. I don't like their waffle fries.
Yeah. They're a pretty big hit among my kids. I'd never been to Chick-fil-A. I'm like, what? What is that? Chick-fil-A?
Live in California, listen, if you live in California, Southern California, and you go to Taco Bell... dude, there's something wrong with you.
I know. They're from North Dakota, yeah. Man. Give them a break. They think that's Mexican food.
La Siesta, you know, in San Clemente. Hell, you got Pedro's. You got...
Yeah, but if none of that's close... If none of
that's... From where? You are?
Yeah.
Where do you... You live in San Clemente?
No,
Costa
no. Costa Mesa. The, so...
Okay.
I take
well,
Colleen...
What's with that?
I take
Colleen... Drive?
No, I take Colleen...
On La Siesta?
No, it's not. It's 30 minutes. I take Colleen. She says, I said, so let's just go grab something for dinner. I said, where do you want to go? She goes, Taco Bell. I said, I won't take you there. I said, in fact, we're going to go to the next small Mexican food place that we see in one of these little, you know, like strip mall
yeah.
things.
Those are good too, dude.
She says,
really good.
She says, what? I said, there's one. So we pull in, we order, we go home. And I said, so? She said, that's awesome. I said, yeah, those are real Mexicans making real Mexican food. Okay?
Yeah.
She's like, all right, I got it. I'm like, all right.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Exactly. Hey,
if you live here in Texas,
yeah.
Texas, you can go to Taco Bell. That's
why?
I will never, because there's no Mexican food in Texas.
There's what? Tex-Mex.
It's Tex-Mex. Yeah. Texas Mexicans making food, which is not the same. Now I hear, I'm sure Buck will send me some text of, you know, don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you don't.
But he'll use some, yeah.
Yeah, you're still shitting California,
yeah.
Child. What are you talking about?
Here's the thing when I ask people is, what is your experience? Okay. So you could say to me that, oh, I don't know what I'm talking about. So how many places have you eaten at? Well, I've never left Granbury, Texas. Okay. So you're very limited on your life experience, but yet you can, I'm not using Buck as an example because Buck lived all over the place, but you know, but people that it just cracks me up when people are always like, in my experience. Okay. First of all, what do you mean in your experience? What have you experienced? Well, I've been to Mexico. Okay, first of all, Mexicans don't eat Mexican food. They eat food that's made by Mexicans in Mexico. It's different. What I'm talking about is when the cuisine comes to the United States in that southern, maybe in some Arizona places too, but mostly Southern California, you know, you get that seafood concoctions that they used to with the shrimp and the crab and the enchiladas.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, man, so good, dude.
With a little white sauce.
But you can't find anywhere else.
Right. There's a place called Pedro's Tacos in San Clemente, and they do a California thing with has some avocado in it, but they do...
Yeah, Lupe's Mistake.
Lupe's Mistake is the single best thing you'll ever eat. In a fast food Mexican place in the world. Get it in San Clemente. Lupe's Mistake. I remember the first time I ate that, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. This is awesome.
Well, you know what's funny?
That's the go-to.
We were talking to one of the guys, you know, the owners lived there in San Clemente. And so we met them one day and we were talking to them and they're cool.
Pedro's Tacos?
Yeah,
that's
and then
awesome.
my buddy asked, he said, hey, I gotta ask you, man, why did you name it Lupe's Mistake? And he's like, we used to have an employee called Lupe, and she made a mistake. On an order, it turned out to be a good order.
that's like, hilarious.
You know, you're looking at him like, dumbass, well, I didn't know if it was like, you know, there was more depth to it. No,
nope.
Sometimes... It's just as deep as rain on a puddle or a sidewalk, man.
The
doesn't have to have any depth.
Here's an email. Would you two quit screwing around and start talking about current events? I don't. Do you want to talk about current events? I don't know that I want to.
Well, let's just talk about one thing.
Right.
One thing that's really bothered me.
What?
Not only is Michael Flynn a liar,
right,
but he's also a rat. And there's nothing worse then when you start watching people, when they start coming to saving their own skin, what they'll do, what deals they'll make. He just looks like a rat. got the little beady eyes.
Shifty eyes.
The ears that stick out.
Yeah.
Shifty eyes. He's a rat.
The Flynn has been, though.
ABC's reporting that President Trump is the guy that Flynn is going to testify against.
There you have it. That's what they're looking for.
Well, that's ABC, though. I mean, this is their speculation of top White House official. That's why they gave him this deal of one count of lying to the FBI.
Yeah, when he
he's going to turn federal, stateside, he's going to turn, go in the witness protection program.
When he told, yeah, when he was going to capture that dude in Michigan and take him back to to Turkey, he and his idiot kid, right? All that stuff.
Yeah.
One count of perjury. He'll plead guilty, get probation, 30 days at the country club or something like that, whatever. And in exchange for?
Testimony against other people.
Other people.
Probably including his son, because that rat will throw his son under the bus, too, to save the bath.
You think he would?
Yeah, dude. This guy is he's something else.
Mike, are you a White Castle guy?
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah.
Those things taste like shit.
Why did you bring that up then?
Somebody sent me a message. Nielsen sent me a message that says, have you guys tried White Castle? You know what? And I'm like, oh, White Castle. Oh, it's so good. I could eat 15 of those. And I had one. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is garbage.
All right. We're going to change the subject right now.
Why? You like White? You're a White Castle guy? It's disgusting.
We're just going to change the subject. I'm not going to be mad at you all day.
Yeah, I'm not a White Castle guy. I'm anti. In fact,
okay, I thought we just changed it.
I'm anti White Castle. The
I thought we just changed it.
we have it. ABC is reporting. Okay, I'm pretty disillusioned about the world we live in. To be honest with you, the verdict in San Francisco last night.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. I'm not a conspiracy person, and maybe the facts of the matter is that maybe he did find that gun on that pier, and maybe because it was a ricochet. But I thought, you know, if you discharge a firearm, I thought you were responsible for that. So, but
yeah.
I guess none of that matters to me because what I really don't understand is how a city in the United States says, yeah, we're not going to play by those rules, and that's okay. This is the nation of laws. How does a city, you know, and this guy's the poster child for it, right? Been deported, what, 6, 7, 8 times, been convicted of 5, 6 felonies, and ICE calls over and says, will you detain that guy? No. And he walks out and then does this. Like, I don't get it.
He was acquitted, right?
Yeah, acquitted.
It's California, though, right? Where was he tried?
San Francisco.
Oh, so he was tried in basically the cradle, the birthplace for all of this bullshit.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Your jury pool is a bunch of bleeding heart liberals too. Oh, the poor guy. So where's the justice for the American born in America? Well, she was privileged, Mac. Shit.
I don't know. Again, I don't know anything about the merits of the case, okay? I just know this. I don't get it. I don't get it, this whole sanctuary thing. You know, we fought a civil war that decided that we're not independent states, that there's a federal government. The states are subordinate to that. The cities are subordinate to the states. How in the hell does a city just say, yeah, we're out. We will not.
Because they can file lawsuits. They can sue. They bring these things to legal, in the legal world, into these stupid puppet liberal jurisdiction courts that rule in their favor. And so that's the stupidity of most of the shit just tied up in legal shit. And if people just said, you know, what? Sue me. Screw you. You're going to jail too. Put handcuffs on and put them in a cell. And they're like, you can't do this. I just did. Oh, what is this? Nazi Germany? no, this is California, United States. Are you an idiot, too? You just don't know your geography?
No.
I mean, that's really, but when we start giving into them and we give, they keep getting ground and they keep getting more ground. No. Throw them all in jail. You know, just go pick them up, put them in prison. And then when the people show up to protest outside the prison, put them in prison too.
And they're all going to the island. I just, it's just,
and yeah,
it just
oh no, they get
me...
the platinum treatment at the island.
It's just, it, you know, again, it's just, I don't get it how, I mean, you look around the country at sanctuary, the list of sanctuary cities. How do you have the right as a city in this nation not to enforce the laws of the nation? I don't get it. I don't, like I said,
because you got good lawyers, man.
So how does somebody not take that already to federal court and to the Supreme Court that says, yeah, you don't have any right? Federal law.
Supreme Court.
Federal law is federal law. What?
Yeah, but Supreme Court has already said in some of these matters that they won't hear the case. That those are, you know, and that's what cracks me up is, you know, and rightfully so. I mean, you can't judge them. They get to decide what they want to hear and what they don't want to hear. And, you know, in some cases that you look at with the Supreme Court listens to, you're like, why are they getting involved? And then you look at others and they're like, well, we don't want to, you know, like, well, because they're the Supreme Court. That's up to the state, man. The state needs to figure that out.
I hope that that family sues and the city of San Francisco, and I hope that the jury awards just
No, the jury is going to be a liberal jury.
I hope the jury awards just a humongous, humongous punitive award against the city of San
Francisco.
Against the city of San Francisco, because the city of San Francisco is liable for her death.
Dude, the reason I know that no, that's not going to happen that way, is I have family members that live up there. And they're so far stupid that you can't even have a conversation with them about anything. You know, the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. Why do you have to judge the sun? Why can't the sun decide who says that that's the east? Well, no.
Yeah, but Mike, we have courts and we have laws. And how does a city arbitrarily just decide that it will not enforce federal law? How can that happen in a land of law?
Dude, like I said, look who is a congressman of the city. Congresswoman. I mean, how does that happen? Because it's just that place. Yeah, put a wall around that place. Well, we're Americans too. No, you're not anymore. No, sorry, guys. You lost that. I mean, there's some kind of level of intelligence and intellect that you have to maintain, and you've lost all of that. No, and you know what? You just brought that up. I just saw that, and it didn't dawn on me that that was the girl that was killed. By the guy that he had multiple, you know, deportations and stuff like that, but they didn't. And so they didn't put two and two together. So that just makes it a more ridiculous day.
Yeah, it makes you sick. It makes you sick, literally sick to your stomach.
Yeah. But again, it doesn't surprise me. You know, again.
But Mike, what I don't get is in a land of laws, how do you just disregard? For instance, let's just say that the federal government we don't recognize your need for infrastructure development funding, so we're not going to fund it. What? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't you can arbitrarily decide that, like this is some kind of private enterprise. It's not. I just somebody can explain to me the legal part of that. I mean, I'd love to hear it. Like how a city just opposite. We're out. Sorry. You know, hey, I'm a Marine.
I don't get it, man.
I'm a Marine. I'm opting out of the UCMJ. I want no part of that anymore. I'm just here to do my thing. It doesn't work like that.
Oh, man. So I just see that. Yeah. 3-star general. Couple. Oh, man. Okay. I got to read that later. That's going to.
I know. It's not going to make you happy. Here's an email. Mac, I'm sending you a link to the report that the gunner was alluding to. And the report essentially says three things. Flynn was directed by Trump to talk to the Russians. Flynn will testify against Trump. Flynn will testify against other members of the White House transition team. Will it bother you if Trump is impeached? No.
No.
Won't bother me. I think Mike Pence would execute essentially the same policies and would be better at it.
And he wouldn't tweet.
Yeah, he wouldn't tweet. So would it bother me? Not a bit. So again, I'm not so much a fan of Donald Trump, but I do his policies of deregulation of business and setting free American industry is a good one. We can't pay for everything we need to pay for with the economy growing at a 1.2% clip. It's got to grow, and we've got to do that. And securing the southern border, hello, you think? You know, building up a military that has been decimated by its own operations and sequestrations, you have to, because there's too many bad, unstable actors, right? Helping people that need help, absolutely. You know, so I mean, you know, and making America great again, I love, that's a great line. And we got to win, yes. But in terms of Donald Trump, Donald Trump is Donald Trump. And Mike and I have continuously said the system that gives us a choice between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton is a sick system. So if he goes away, right? I mean, you can look that up, okay? You could look it up. If he goes away, doesn't bother me one bit, and I don't think it phases the world. I don't think it phases the world. If anything, I think the world situation improves because Mike Pence is a steady hand. So Mike,
yeah.
Your thoughts on that?
No, I'm right there with you. I like Mike Pence. If this gets impeached, then
so
then
be it.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Like you said, what's going to make me upset about it is again, I'm going to get certain family members that are going to send me texts like, "Oh, see, I told you so." And you're like, then you got to remind them, "Hey, Jackwad, I told you from the start, I didn't like the guy. I never liked the guy. I liked some of his policies. I liked some of the people that he's put in office.
Right.
But when you're given the choice between this turd or that turd, and this turd smells, and this one's in a tuxedo, well, I'm going to take the best dress. I'm going to take the best dress turd.
Right.
You know? Yes. End of the day, they're both.
Yeah. I mean, look at it. So anyway, yeah. So it won't bother me. It will not bother me one bit. But again, I think that what's interesting about Donald Trump is I think he's tapped into this discord in the country, and the discord is between the people that live in flyover country and the people that live along the coast. And they see the countries two different ways. Small-town America provides for themselves and looks to be financially stable. Coastal America believes the government, in my opinion, the government should pay for everything. And if you want to take a look at the future, look at Illinois. Tax everything, regulate everything, right? And to the point where, you know, where companies are moving out of the state and you're bankrupt. And I my advice to liberals is you guys have to figure out a way to unleash business to pay for your programs. If you do that, some of what you say is achievable. If you don't, you'll drive it in the ditch like every liberal government does because they can't pay for all the good things they want to do. So
yeah, and that's what a lot of misconception is. I'm for a lot of social welfare programs.
Yeah.
I just don't like the idea that I have to pay for every one of them.
Right.
There's got to be a better way.
Yeah, and so if you believe that you have to be responsible with public money,
financial responsibility.
Right. Then the question
is responsibility.
Then the question is, okay, well, yeah, I really want to be green, but how green do you want me to be? Do you want me to pay to be green? Can I raise your taxes to be green? Oh, hell no. Okay, then
am I going to get paid more in my paycheck to stay green?
Yeah. So how do you want me to be green then? Do you just
you just
want me
to eat it?
Spend the money and run the deficit up?
Yeah.
And it's
you eat the cost, the delta.
Whoa.
And I get to say that we passed policy that we're green.
Right.
No, and I'm all for it too. Yeah. Love it.
Here's another email. Yep. On Kate, a murder conviction would require intent, but they also pass on the manslaughter charge, which is mind-boggling. Yeah, I must not understand the case very well because I didn't think you could say, oh, that was an accident. My bad.
They called it murder?
Well, he was charged with second-degree murder, which to me seems to be a stretch. And then you got...
She was hit by a car, right?
No, she was hit by a bullet. Gun had been stolen.
Oh, you
from,
can't say second degree murder on a. I didn't know that. I thought she did that. Car.
And then she's ultimately hit by a ricochet when he either discharges a gun or drops it, and she's hit by a ricochet. So I don't know all the facts of the cases of the matter. I didn't think though if you caused that you got out of a manslaughter charge. I. You know, so what
I know you could be charged with manslaughter for that reason right there, discharging a weapon without the no intent to cause bodily harm, but your actions did and it took the life of somebody. That would be manslaughter.
Right. I thought that is what it is by definition, and the fact that you say it was an accident. Well, yeah, but somebody's dead. Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's an accident or not.
Yeah.
You own the bullet regardless.
That was my understanding of it, but evidently we're both wrong. So
but you're looking at it's where it was tried. That had a huge, huge, huge outcome on it. Take that case and put it here in Granbury and try it. Guess what the outcome is, Mac?
What?
That dude goes away for life. Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Would your money back offer on that one? Yeah, you are going to jail for life.
Brutal. Here's another email about all of this. It's been pretty discouraging watching all of this as it swirls around us, from sexual harassment to sexual assaulters as news anchors to Mike Flynn now pleading guilty. I am, like you guys, surprised that he was not charged with more. He must have substantial information to give, and linking his discussions with the president, pretty impressive little nugget Mueller pulls out today, if it's true. I guess we will all find out here shortly. I guess we will, right? And the bright comment that is Donald Trump, if these reports are true.
Well, if this turns out to be true.
Then.
But
what I hope it does to the nation is I hope people look around and say, you know what, we need better people. We have to find a way to get our elections back so that they can't be bought. And you can buy them, and it just sucks.
And the right people are going up there. What needs the message to come across. Unify everybody in the nation. Quit this bipartisan, bullshit that goes on Capitol Hill, and look at the nation as a whole and say, okay, hey, you know what? We need to heal. We need to come together. We need something. And maybe this is the precursor that you know, that causes all that. I doubt it.
Yeah. No, because but you know what it is the money that that two-party system controls, that's the underlying theme in all of this. That money and the way that money controls and influences buys you this. This is the best government that money can buy. Okay?
Yeah.
And the media people that you see, they're the best news readers that money can buy. Every one of them embellishing, because the news in and of itself isn't good enough, right? It's got to be cropped,
yeah,
cut, and brought to you so that you find exciting enough every day to go ahead and watch him. Walter Cronkite.
Oh, not only that.
Hey,
and,
Mike.
And
Walter,
blondes are in high demand.
Yeah, Walter Cronkite, if he showed up today and said, I'm really interested in a career in journalism, they'd be like, yo, bro.
go take a hike, idiot.
Yeah, old man, we don't really see it, okay? What are we going to do with you?
If the Playmate of the Year could read off of a teleprompter without too much difficulty, she'd be hired.
She's hired. She's hard. It's pretty.
There has to be no intellect. You just got to read a teleprompter. As a network, we'll tell you what your views are going to be.
Right.
We're going to tell you your stance on how you think this should go down.
Hey, they know their roles, right? So when you're a liberal on Fox, what's your role? Your role is to disagree with everything and blow it up from the liberal perspective. That's what you do. Right?
Right,
you have Juan Williams.
He's their number
I'll
one.
I'll tell you,
go to.
Yeah, somebody said, here's an email, and Mike, you can comment. What's your favorite news program these days?
I'll listen to Fox.
And which program on Fox do you?
Oh, all of them. Outnumbered. I'm watching Outnumbered right now.
My favorite program to watch is called The Five on Fox, and it's got
that's good too.
It's got
Tucker too.
It's got Dana Perino. It's got
Megan, right?
No, she's not on that. It's got what's her name? She used to be in San Francisco, a district attorney, Kimberly Guilfoyle. Juan Williams is on that. Juan Williams is actually pretty good on that. And there's two other dudes. But it's a mix of news and humor and discussion. I enjoy that. I enjoy that. And then I get news throughout the course of the day from different sources, but that's the one.
There's sometimes I can't stand Juan Williams, though. Oh.
Yeah, but you know that's his shtick. That's his shtick, though, right? The way he makes
that's
his money.
That's what he's hired to do.
Right. He's the liberal. He's the resident liberal on Fox. He's a resident liberal, and so the and then you see the same thing on CNN with the resident conservatives. Their job is to stand up.
Who's the resident conservative?
I don't know, but they have people that will roll on CNN and they'll give the conservative point of view. And that's their job, and that's how they make their money. It's, you know, it's like, I can't remember, I don't know, there was a cartoon, I don't know if it was the Roadrunner, but it was like the Roadrunner and the dog in one version of the cartoon, they both clock in the morning, right? And then
the coyote.
Yeah, they're walking into work, they're like, hey, man, what's going on?
No. I know you're talking about. No, it wasn't the Roadrunner. It was Wile E. Coyote and the Sheepdog.
Right. They're walking in. They're like, hey, man,
hey,
what's going
Fred.
On? How are you
hey,
doing?
Hey, Joe. Yeah.
And as soon as they both clock in,
they take their position.
And then they go crazy. And that's what this is.
Yeah. And then they fight, and then they kill each other. And then at the end of the day, the coyote's all beat up. They clock out. Have a good night, Joe. You too, Dave.
Yeah.
And they walk away. Yeah.
And it's just work. Don't take it too seriously. We're just doing our job, and that's what.
Oh, there's some when they bring people on every once in a while, like a new face. You see that person seething because they think it's real.
Right.
They think this whole thing that they're on TV is supposed to have meaning. That it's real. No, it is. You're just entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, is the internet entertainment top of the hour? If you don't realize that,
it is not dissimilar to the World Wrestling Federation and the McMahon Empire.
That's a good example.
Yeah, it's
network news today is just like the WWE.
It's newstainment. It is not news. Just like it's what the WWE is, sports entertainment.
But you know what? We're going to tell, there's probably someone listening that probably, like Luke, if Big Cat's listening right now, you've just crushed him, that WWE is fake.
Sorry, bro. It's a lot of it's real though. When the Undertaker threw Mankind off the roof of the cage and he bit through his lip and lost a tooth, that was real, bro. Nobody's going to tell you that wasn't real, right?
Yeah, but Big Cat, if you were to tell him that WWE is fake,
what? Cars, trucks swerving off the road in San Clemente into the ditch. What happened?
Cats and dogs living together short time in peace and harmony. Yeah.
And here's another one. The gun was stolen out of a federal agent's car shortly before the incident. Yeah, I remember that part. I don't know.
That's crazy to me, man.
Yeah, it's...
But no, I guess it's not. No.
So broken.
Let me rephrase that. No, that's not crazy to me. It's just, it's sad. But when you say the venue of the court was held in San Francisco, then I'm like, oh, okay. I expect that. Oh, so Buck came to the rescue of the WWE.
What do you say?
Lay off the WWE.
Easy there, boys. Why don't you get back to your Kentucky Fried Chicken discussion? You're on a lot.
Yeah. Stop talking about.
You're on a lot. Yeah. A friend of mine took his kid to that. He said,
"You're crossing the line."
He said, "If you've never been, you need to go." He said,
"Oh, dude, they're hilarious."
Have you been?
They're the best. Yeah. They're the best, dude. They are the best. If you want to go for strictly entertainment, nonstop laughter, you know, then go to a WWE match. Because not only would you be laughing at the wrestlers, you're laughing at the crowd. There are people in that crowd, believe it or not, that think that this shit's real. And those people are just as funny. I mean, this big, huge guy next to me lives in his mother's basement, just crying because his wrestler had just, you know, been pinned. And I mean, in tears, dude. I mean, I'm talking like real tears, like, you know, someone kicked your dog tears. Oh, and I'm laughing at that guy. Oh my God, it was funny as hell, dude.
So,
good times.
So where did you go? Where did you go to WWE?
It was on the East Coast. It was in, like, New York. Oh, yeah. It wasn't at the Garden. It was some other place.
And what the hell were you doing there?
Oh, we got free tickets, Marines. Why not?
Oh, no. I just wondered what you were, how you wound up there. My friend
I would pay for it.
He took his kid when he was, like, 12 or 13.
Yeah.
and I saw a picture of it. I'm like, hey, what was that like? And he looked at me and started laughing. And he said, it was awesome.
God.
He said
it's hysterical, man.
It was one of the most interesting things I've ever been to in my life. He said, it's amazing the people that watch this soap opera that are so caught up in it. He said that place was packed, and they packed it for like five straight nights. And they do that all over the country. He said
those venues are sold out, dude.
Yeah, he said it's mind blowing, and they get the biggest names. They get, you know, the president was part of it once. You know,
that's right.
Right, Pete Rose, Mike Tyson,
man, right?
You have all these people that show up, and you have some kind of move like slammed on them in the ring. It's hilarious.
So like Tonya Harding, I think at one time showed up at WWE ranch and slammed some chick. You know, this is after the conviction of her. Now she's making light of it, but I mean, they have everybody, dude.
Tonya Harding. There is no place that the WWE won't go. I mean, they once had, like, when my kids were watching it, again, between the ages of, like, what, 10 and 13 or whatever. The boys watched it longer. They had this older woman, but her name was the Fabulous Moolah. And she had to be in her 60s. And she's out there doing that stuff. I'd lay on the floor and watch that stuff. And I'll tell you what, that stuff was funny. The Rock was, when my kids were watching, The Rock was involved in it, and he was hilarious. Absolutely, positively hilarious. So
I like the guys in the Mexican wrestling match.
That's its own crazy event.
See, that stuff was rampant. I mean, dude, you were in North Dakota when that stuff was Bush League stuff playing in high school gymnasium. And, you know, I went to those things. And, you know, you go to like some community college gymnasium and then they'd have all these wrestlers.
Right.
You know, and you'd pay $5 and you'd sit there and they'd have, you know, guys like the Ripper from the Kaskaw Mountains in Russia. You know, and he's like, and he's got this big thing and his big harem following him behind. And then, in this corner, Doug Smith from Peoria, Illinois, you know, and people booing because you know who's going to lose.
Waving the American flag, right? But yeah, they used to do the craziest stuff. Remember, I mean, they would have the Iron Sheik, and they would have, they would have, like when I was young, they had a takeoff of Sergeant Schultz, right? And he would come in the ring and he would like flash the Sieg Heil salute. Right, and the place is going, and then they had, and this is all World War II stuff, and then they had Mr. Sato, right, or Mr. and he's some Japanese guy, right, and he comes in, and you know, it's just this crazy, oh my God, and there's no place they wouldn't go with it in terms of
they would do
anything,
everything.
Talk about doing anything for a buck. The WWE and the WWF before it, and again, as their venues got bigger and they got a bigger TV deal, they were able to get in bigger venues and all their stunts got crazier and pretty amazing.
Do you remember Rowdy Piper?
Yes, of course, man.
Yeah. Oh, dude. And Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. Randy Macho Man Savage. I'm gonna tell you right now. Yeah, I just love the way.
What about Stone Cold Steve Austin, man, and the Stunner?
Yeah,
he's the Rattlesnake. He's from Texas, man. He's gotten bigger.
Rick Rude, Jerry Lawler, the Ultimate Warrior.
Jesse the Body Ventura.
Yeah. Andre the Giant.
Mankind, The Undertaker. That's not a very good life, though. If you're like, if you have a kid that, you know, that ascribes to that, you might want to steer him towards
the Hardy Brothers.
Yeah, the Hardy Brothers. Oh, yeah. I saw the Hardy Brothers, awesome. For whatever reason, they like love ladders. They like dive off ladders on people. And then they have these crazy,
the Big Show.
The cage matches. Right?
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Cage matches, and then they'll have ladder matches. You're like, this is going to be awesome, man. And
who was your favorite guy of all time, wrestler?
Either The Rock or Steve Austin, because they were both really funny. Right?
Oh, dude, I like the Macho Man, Randy Savage.
He was funny, too.
He was hilarious.
The Rock was funny as hell, though. He'd get on that mic. There was a guy named Rafiki, and if you've ever seen this, he's a Samoan dude, man, but he probably weighed like 400 pounds. He was just fat, and he would come out in like one of those one of those sumo belts, like the big leather thing around your waist and the cup, and then like the G-string thing up your ass. And so he would beat somebody, and they'd be knocked out in the corner. And he was getting ready to beat him, and he would take his ass and he would jam it right into their face, and he'd like start moving it around on their face, and it's I'm telling you, I'd be on the ground laughing.
Miss Elizabeth died.
Who?
Elizabeth. Randy, Macho Man Randy Savage's chick. Remember that girl that he always had with her?
Yeah, Miss Elizabeth.
Real pretty? She's dead.
Yes, wow. Who knew? When did she die?
She died in 2003, acute toxicity.
Wow.
Oh, man. I liked her. I had a crush on her.
Miss Elizabeth. And then Rafiki, his manager would come out, and he'd put on this same song every time, and he'd put these glasses on. And, I mean, he weighed 400 pounds, but he was a great dancer. And he'd start dancing, and the place would go crazy, right? Gigantic fat dude dancing. And you look at it like, who would dream this up, man? Where did this come from? Okay, here's his bit. He's going to, like, they'll go, right? And then he's going to win the match by suffocating this guy with his ass. And then he's going to dance because he's a good dancer. Like, what?
Right, the writers of this.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Dude.
Like, what?
Amazing.
Yeah, and then, like, okay, then we're going to have Stone Cold drive a beer truck, and Vince is going to be in the ring. And when he smashes into the ring, Vince is going to get knocked over, and then Stone Cold is going to take a hose out, and he's going to squirt what looks like beer into the ring, and Vince is going to act like he's swimming. Like, but let me tell you, if you've ever seen it, it is hilarious.
Yeah.
Absolutely hilarious. And then I think Stone Cold, he puts the stunner on Pete Rose, which is hilarious. And he walks up to Pete Rose, and he's like, what are you saying, son? He's like, hey, I said this. He's like, oh, really? You want to say that to the rattlesnake? And you see him do this move, and you're like, you've got to be kidding me. And they do the moves they do are crazy, but, you know, they know how to pull out of them. One night, Patrick did that move to Catherine. It's called the pedigree, and you bend somebody over. They're facing you, so you bend them over. You put their leg, your head between their thighs, and then you take their hands and their arms, and you put them behind their back, and you hold them. And then you drop down to their knees, and you pile drive their nose into the deck, right? Well, Patrick did some version of that to Catherine. And she screamed, and I looked over, but he didn't really do the full thing. And so her face didn't, I said, oh, you think that's funny? I said, okay, then she gets to do it to you. And he's like, Dad, oh, I said, do it. So Catherine puts his hand, like, she shoves his head down, like, facing the floor between her thighs, and then she takes his arms, and she holds him behind his back, and then she drops down, but she actually did it to him. His nose hits the floor, and he screams, ah! And he's grabbing his nose, and he's rolling all over. And I'm like, yeah, you should. I'm like, damn, Catherine, I didn't think you were going to actually do it. Yeah, he's still not happy about that. But
dude, here's something from the past.
Don't do that at home.
Here's something from the past.
What?
Who did the claw?
The claw?
Yeah. The cranium crushing claw.
That's too old for me. That's before Mac. I don't know. Mankind used to pull some sock out of his pants and put his hand in it and do something to people, but I don't think he called that the claw.
The Baron.
Who's the Baron, man? That's
remember the Baron?
No.
He was the crazy little bald man, and he'd just get these crazy eyes, and then he was like, his hand took over, and he'd have to grab it with the other one, and then hold it back, and then grab the guy's skull, and he's like crushing it, like, ah. The claw, the Baron.
All right, final question from an email. Did either one of you two idiots ever pay for any of that?
For what?
On one of their pay-per-views.
Oh, no. I've never bought anything pay-per-view.
I have.
Well, we're not talking about the Playboy Channel now.
No, I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about, like, WrestleMania or one of their events. Yes,
no,
I've
never done that.
And I haven't bought one either. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I bought more than one.
Sure.
I bought more
Listen
than one.
Listen to me, America. I did not purchase that program on pay-per-view. I don't even know what you're talking about now.
And
I need to get back to work and clean your house. Thank you very much for listening to me.
There you go. Bill Clinton with his standard denial. All right, man. You gotta,
I'm going to start using that. I'm going to start using that. Like, Flynn better watch that. loose in America. Snitch. I did not lie to the FBI. I don't even know who the FBI is or what it stands for. So why would I lie to an organization that I even know existed? Now I need to get back to work. Thank you very much.
You'll
I gotta go fill up my car.
And you'll find me in Turkey.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or whatever country doesn't have extradition to back to the United States.
Ecuador. All right, man. Have a good week. Have a good weekend.
I did not, Mac. Remember that line.
There you have it. Michael Musselman. No, honestly, man, I grew up as a little kid, you know, I thought the United States was a special place and a great country, and I don't know why the thing in San Francisco bothers me so much. And I don't believe in conspiracies. I believe that a jury of 12 people, and I don't care where they come from, sit down with a murder case. I believe they take that stuff pretty seriously. I don't think they walked in to deliberate and would not convict him. And so, I mean, that case is nasty. I just don't understand how in this nation of laws that somebody decides they're not going to obey certain laws. So anyway, my thanks to Mr. Kentucky Fried Chicken, Kim Holmes, for coming on. Email, Mac, what's that dude's name? Rafiki and Scotty Too Hotty. Rafiki would do his dance and Scotty Too Hotty would do the worm. But I'm telling you should check it out because it's funny as hell. It is funny as hell. And if you're just tuning in, Michael Flynn has pled guilty to lying to the FBI. What's interesting is the stuff that I guess as part of the plea deal was not included in that plea arrangement. He will now testify evidently against the President of the United States, and now he's you'll hear Michael Flynn making all these sanctimonious statements. A la Oliver North. So it goes. Anyway, have a great weekend. Stay away from the TV. This program repeats itself momentarily, so don't touch that dial. So on a Friday, Allmarine Radio, over and out. Have a good one.